Fetterman. I'm the president of Northern Catskills Audubon Society, and this is in response to Mr. Scheer's comments concerning trap, neuter, and release statements that were made by Mr. Guthrie on Vox Pop the 12th of September. Unfortunately, trap, neuter, and release does not work to reduce feral cat or cat colonies. And the goal, in fact, that has been stated in peer-reviewed documents is to try to maintain the levels of cats as opposed to reducing them. And maintaining does not reduce the impact that these wild cats have on birds and other wildlife.
Bruce Grund calling from Ulster. I was just listening to Rob Edelman reporting on Toronto Film Festival and especially the film 12 Years a Slave, which he definitely made me want to see, especially because it's a remake of a film made, I'm not sure exactly the year, late 60s, early 70s, by Gordon Parks, the great photographer and filmmaker. At that point, it starred Avery Brooks. It was a wonderful film, and I guess Rob Edelman hasn't seen it, and I suggest he see it because it's a masterpiece.
Hi, this is Helen Harkosby from Kerhonkse, New York. I'm calling with regard to the panel discussion this morning on the roundtable about the shooting in Washington, D.C. NPR recently did a program about the Los Angeles jail system and how many mentally ill people the jail system is taking care of because we have not funded neighborhood or community health centers. The practice of funding community health centers would save us money. It would also be an opportunity for people who are unstable to easily have someone help them with their meds. And I think it would save us a lot of trauma and a lot of expense.
Yes, I'd like to tell you that I really loved the interview with Linda Ronstadt. That was really great. I listen to your radio station all the time, especially the news. Yes, I loved the show with Linda Ronstadt, and I hope you can play it again sometime.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'm calling from Saugerties, and I'm upset about the news reports from Washington about the Navy Yard. They seem to be jumping on the fact that this fellow had some mental illness and some treatment for mental illness. And the fact is that people who have a mental illness are less likely to commit violent crimes than the general population. By stigmatizing people with mental illness, it would be discouraging people from getting the treatment that they really need.